Like most things in the economy, IPOs, initial public offerings of company stocks, have been in the doldrums for the past 2 years, but there are signs that the IPO market is making a comeback. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The IPO market exploded in the late 90s. Stocks for startup companies climbed as high as 600% their first day on the market. And not necessarily for good reason, recalls Ken Anderson, editor of VentureWire, which follows high-tech startups.
What we had were companies that had just been founded, that barely put together a business plan, let alone started actually earning money, rushing to offer their stock on the public market.
In 1999, 543 companies went public, according to the online magazine 123 Jump, which follows the IPO market. But when the realization set in that many of those companies would never make a profit, the market plunged, and so did the number of IPO offerings. Last year, there were 56 IPOs, and most of them lost money on their first day. Those odds were very much on the mind of Dr. Mario Molina, CEO of Molina Healthcare, when trying to decide if he should take his company public this year.
There was a lot of discussion about, is this the right time, and the market is choppy.
But if Molina Healthcare was going to go public, it was the right time to act. The company, an HMO for poor and low-income patients, faces an increasingly consolidated market, says Molina, and it needs the capital to expand the business and compete.
We felt in the long run it was the right thing for the company, for us to get public, for us to have that publicly traded stock.
Molina took the risk and plunged into the public market early last month. On the first day of trading, his company's stock rose by nearly 15%, and it's still rising. Certainly, it's no 600% increase, but Quentin Stevens, co-head of equity capital markets at J.P. Morgan, says it reflects a more rational market.
The deals that are getting done and the deals that are trading well are for companies that have strong financial positions and growth in earnings. So the kind of story deals that got done a couple of years ago are relatively absent from the marketplace.
IPOs are also getting a lift right now from the general pickup in the market, says John Fitzgibbon, who writes a column on IPOs for 123 Jump. He notes that the NASDAQ, where many of those hot IPO deals of the 90s were made, is up 22% this year.
People are starting to make money in the stock market now. They're starting to feel more comfortable in investing in a riskier type of security called the IPO market.
This week, three companies have gone public. Each one closed up after the first day of trading. Another IPO is scheduled for tomorrow. But there's hardly a rush on. So far this year, only 22 new companies have gone on the market. That's fewer than last year at this time. However, last year, on average, company stocks went down after going public. This year, the average IPO has gained nearly 30%. But unlike the late 90s, the majority of IPOs have not been high-tech. And there is some wariness of going public among many technology companies, says Ken Anderson of VentureWire. He says many entrepreneurs learned a lesson during the boom.
The business really changes when you go public. You have to meet those quarterly numbers. You have to release a lot more information. You have to answer to Wall Street. And it's not just instant cash.
Still, while only four high-tech companies have gone public this year, Anderson says each did well, and that may embolden others to take the plunge. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.